In scriptures, the human body is often referred to as the temple of God. Yet, it is quite an uncommon privilege for any soul to attain this sacred abode that houses the divine, as it is truly a blessing to be reborn as a human being. On several occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken about the rarity of this phenomenon.
To be reincarnate in the human world is hard. You have to have enough human quality. You have to have affinity with the parents, yeah? And with the society, with the people around which you were born. And very difficult. To be a human, you need some merit. You have done something good in the past in order to be able, yeah? To be able to pick a human birth.
As a living temple of God, the human body is fully equipped with miraculous wonders that can be awakened in those who are spiritually conscious and have complete faith in the Creator of all life. Inedia, Latin for fasting, is the human ability to live without food. Since time immemorial, there have always been individuals who can sustain themselves on prana, or the vital life force. Through the grace of the Providence, inediates, people who follow a food-free lifestyle, can draw the energy from nature to nourish themselves.
They live on the chi, from the ground, or from the forest, and from the sun and from the air. They make use of all that. Or they live on love, on faith alone.
These individuals are known as breatharians, solarians, waterians, or pranarians, and they come from all walks of life, from different cultures and all corners of the world. Indeed, the possibilities and miracles in this life, as our benevolent Creator has designed for us, are endless. We only need to connect within to recognize our abounding largess as God's children. Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly recommended a weekly series on Supreme Master Television to introduce those individuals of the past and present who have chosen to live food-free on Earth. May their spiritual stories enthrall you. May hearts be opened and horizons be expanded. We now invite you to join us for part three of our three-part program, Eliton Ben Israel, Challenges in Transitioning to Breatharianism, on Between Master and Disciples.
This program discusses the possibility of breatharianism, or living without eating food, and is not a full instruction. For your safety, please do not attempt to cease eating without proper expert guidance.
Eliton Ben Israel, a breatharian living in Columbus, Ohio, USA, hasn't consumed food for over 10 years. During the interview with Supreme Master Television's correspondent, Eliton shared that the transition to become food-free is both a physical and mental experience. How is it that we as human beings can live without the need for physical food? Eliton explained why.
If you ever looked at the picture of the galaxy, you see the galactic core, you see all this energy, there's billions of suns out there, and all this energy is everywhere. And even in our own solar system, the sun is up in the sky, this big thermonuclear energy is right there, feeding everything. You're living in all of this energy, not just from our own sun, but over 400 billion other suns, and I'm not even getting into the whole universe, but you're in the middle of all of this energy. The body, when it was designed in universal laws, it was designed to be sustained in this realm. Not by chasing off of other vibrations, that's all they are. You're a vibration also. Just be your own vibration.
During the transition to become a breatharian, Eliton discovered a key driving force that helped him persevere in spite of the physical and mental challenges during the third and fourth week.
Well, the main thing is about loving yourself. It's not about eating or not eating anymore. Right now, you're breaking a belief system that this is not sustaining you. You want to be sustained off the elements. So your body will start getting in tune more and more. You see these improvements taking place. And then on these transitions, and I'm going to talk about it more so people can really understand. First of all, food is fuel. That's why people eat. It's energy. You can either treat it like a jalopy or you can treat it like a Porsche. It depends what type of fuel you're putting in your vehicle. So people are dealing with different fuels when you're eating. Now you got to understand you can get other fuels. It's sort of like a car. You can put gas in it. A car can run off electricity. A car can run off of alcohol. A car can run off of solar power. The human body does the same thing. It can run off of a vegan diet. It can run off a live and raw food diet. It can run off of juicing. And it can run off of solar power. It can run off of lunar power. It can run off of nature. It's the same thing. It's a vehicle. So, as we understand that fuel, that's what we're after, or this energy, each diet you're on actually has a frequency. The body itself has a frequency. When you go to more subtle energies, running off of solar power, running off the wind, running off the nature itself, then your reality goes to a higher frequency because now hospitals fades, going to the store buying food and groceries fades. You don't need to do that no more, so you have another life to try to learn to cope with. You got more time on your hands, so that's a transition within itself.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Between Master and Disciples will return in just a moment. Welcome back to Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. Let's continue with our feature, Eliton Ben Israel, Challenges in Transitioning to Breatharianism. Aside from experiencing the mental and physical challenges, as the body goes through the process of dispensing with food entirely, aspiring Breatharians, Prenarians, Watcharians, and Solarians also have to take into consideration the social factor.
Being in this Western culture, your whole life focused around food. You know, a holiday come up. We're going over Aunt So-and-so's house. You know there was going to be food there. You're visiting some friends. Y'all going out. What are people going to do? It's all focused around food. So now your mind got to think of things. Of course, you could say no, 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 but sometimes you might feel shied away until you get stronger. You follow me? You just went through the transition.
Can you say more about that? Because I think that is something that a lot of us, if we chose to go this route of a breatharian, mm-hmm. would have to deal with as far as family life or family functions or worldly functions for that matter.
Oh, yeah.
You dealt with that during those first
weeks. If you're dating somebody, you're used to going to the movies, getting the popcorn and stuff. And
did you tell them about it or did you keep this all to yourself?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it might be somebody you met new. It's like, what would you do now? So those are things that will hit your attention. So some breatharians that still might stay with the liquidarian stages, I'd rather drink something and still be sociable, just to keep that lifestyle going until you can open up more leeway. Your life will keep changing itself due to the situation, and it'll get stronger and stronger. See, because what it's about is time management. Those Saturdays where it's raining out, even when you're by yourself, you were used to renting some movies and then get the munchies or whatever in the meal. Now that's cut out now. What are you going to do with the mind and the time now? You know it's not a physical thing anymore. So those are the next stages that the breatharian has to deal with. And over a period of time, especially if you want to stay on this road, you will figure it out. Like this weekend, just to give you an example of my lifestyle, you know, I had some new pet rats still, built them a new maze. I constantly stayed busy in other things, not to try to keep yourself busy. You got used to it now. to where you don't even think about eating or stuff like that. The grocery store is cut out of your lifestyle. All of that's cut out. So it's about time management on what you're going to do with your time now.
Elitom outlines the journey he took to become a breatharian, which began with veganism, a compassionate lifestyle that is free from all animal products.
As soon as I went to a vegan diet, it made changes right away onto my body. So I was proud of that. So I do promote that, people leaving meats alone. Because being into cannibalism, that's the lowest vibration that a person can be on. That would just do you harm. So from veganism, I went into live and raw foods. And when you're dealing with live and raw foods, that's basically foods without cooking them. You got the enzymes coming in here. It's real good for the body, the intestines. And the thing about it, these right here, when this was grown, this is like a ball of energy. When it was on the tree, all it is a manifestation ball of energy that came from the sun. So this is doing great works for the body.
So that'll help out a whole lot until you can start getting used to your new energy. That's what's going to happen. The body's actually transforming on each stage. Then, as you're going into these stages, you start consuming more liquids. This is going at a whole nother level.
Everything is just say is made of atoms. But what happens is all atoms are the same, but what makes the difference is the behavior of them change. When you're on a more dense diet, it's going to make your atoms, the behavior of your body structure, move a lot slower. So that's why there's usually more complications dealing with the organs. When you lighten up the diet and go more liquidy, that right there will make the vibrations or the atoms behave differently. Then when you go to vapor, see, that's why breatharian is still feeding, but they're feeding from other sources. You're dealing with a source, it's still the same atoms as back here, but they're just moving differently through the body. That's why after a period of time, a hospital is not a reality anymore. So there we at, we're on the path.
Currently, Elitom is writing a book called It's Okay to Be Healthy, which deals with food, health, and global warming, among other critical issues of our time. It's a call for change at a personal level, as well as a change in the collective consciousness.
This is for those who want to take on that challenge to go heal yourself. You don't need nobody else to come heal you. You made yourself sick, so you have the power to go make yourself healthy.
We appreciate your enlightening company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Good People, Good Works is coming up next after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We wish you much love and peace under Heaven's grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.